The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number one, explain. Number two, describe. Three, demonstrate. Number four, evaluate. Number five, understand ability levels. Six, make adjustments to individuals. And seven, repetition.
It's our pleasure to team with the Coach's Choice to talk about hitting today. It's a language you use with hitting. And it should be familiar. There's certain terms that we have, like relaxation. You know that relaxation is one of the most important things in hitting. And there's a period that we need to have you relax. And it's the period when you're getting ready. Like, just put the bat. Some of you will find you're relaxed when you hold the bat like he's doing it here. Or some of you find that you're relaxed by doing that. Some of you find you're relaxed by just setting the bat up on your head, taking a deep breath. That gets you ready to start to hit. That's a phase. So we want you to, don't swing the bat while we're doing this. Stay with me, exactly what we're doing. I want you in a relaxation. What is relaxing to you? And then we'd try to come in and try to help you if it's too cockeyed to what you're doing. But within reason, you just relax, take a deep breath. Then the next phase is we go into a ready position. And a ready position is not loaded to hit, it's just getting ready to start to read the ball. So it's relaxed, ready. Now put the bat up on your shoulder and off your shoulder. And you're not completely ready, you're not tight yet. You're just kind of relaxed. Now the next phase would be ball's coming at you, reading the ball, and you stride to hit. Stride and get ready and stop, don't swing. Stride, get ready to stop, don't swing. Stride, get ready to stop, and don't swing. Okay, now I want to tell you, if you have the bat where I saw number three over there, if the bat's turned this way, you'd have to be Julio Franco to hit that way, because you got so much distance for that bat head to travel. So you want to get the bat a little bit flatter. Just for this drill, a little bit flatter. Now the other thing we want to stop and talk a little bit about is about the weight transfer. Put your weight evenly on both feet. You got weight distributed. Now I want to rock it from one place to the other, inside to inside. That's another one of those hitting terms that we use, inside to inside. Now Coach Prieto is going to demonstrate it for you. He's going to go from inside the right foot to inside the left foot, inside the left foot to inside the right foot. So all the weight transfer goes, nothing shifts outside your knee. If it starts to shift outside your knee, you're totally off balance. You're totally off balance here. So you want the weight to come back. The knee stops it, and I'm a coil. As soon as that knee starts rolling out in here, I start to become unbalanced. So I want a nice balanced stance. The distance of your feet apart, the width of your feet apart, is kind of up to you, within reason. I get a stance that you're mobile in. I can move, balance. Now I want you to relax, get ready. Now ready doesn't mean you're loaded. Stride, are you balanced? Okay, now we want to come back to your relaxed position. All right, now this time relax. I'm going to take, just stop for a minute, have him demonstrate. Relax, relax, ready, soft stride, soft stride. Now, again, relax, ready, soft stride. Okay, and I want you to relax, relax, ready. Ready doesn't mean tense, just means ready. I'm ready to start to read. Soft stride, you're ready to hit the pitch. So what you're doing now is you're reading the pitch and striding. All right, let's put another term together there that should be familiar with everybody, and that's hands back or walk away from the hands. When do you walk away from your hands? When you stride. When you stride. When you stride. When you stride. That's when you walk away from your hands. Okay, let's get in a relaxed position. Ready, walk away from your hands. Okay, it's the same as when you stride, isn't it? So those two go together. When I stride, I walk away from my hands. So either command will get the job done. Okay, we're gonna relax, ready, walk away from your hand. Okay, we can say it another way. Relax, all of you relax. Ready, get your hands back. Okay, you're getting your hands back when you stride, so either one of those terms work. All right, let's do it a different way. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Did you know that that's the sequence that you do it in? Did you know that you stride is not with the swing, it's before the swing? So therefore, if I said to you, if the pitch is outside, where do you step for it? Huh? Step in the same place, don't you? So what Coach Pareto does is he strides to the pitch and then adjusts his hands to hit the pitch. So if it's an outside pitch, the stride doesn't change, but the weight distribution changes. So what I want you to do now is I want you to get your hands, you get in a relaxed position. Ready, stride. Now, stay right there. Is your weight on the inside part of your back foot, or is a lot of it up on your front foot? Should all be on your back foot. Soft stride, almost no weight's on my front. Let's do it again. Relax, ready, stride, weight's back. Now, if my weight's back, I can explode into the pitch. Now, this time we're going to do it incorrectly. We're going to say, relax, ready, stride, and hit at the same time. Just start to hit at the same time. No, don't swing yet. All right. Relax, ready, hit and stride, start it, but don't swing. Start it, but don't swing. What happens is what happens to a lot of us when the pitcher fools us. We get our weight out here. If you could stay back in there and make an adjustment, you can hit curveballs, changeups, all those things are much better if you stay back. All right, let's go again. We're going to relax, stride, swing. Okay, now here's where we're going to add a couple other things. We're going to now hit a pitch outside. The pitch is outside, so where are we going with it? If you're left-handed, you're going that way, number seven. You're going to left field. You're going to stride the same place, but we're going to hit a ball that's outside the opposite way. Right-handers are going to go to right field. Well, I want you to stride, relax, relax, ready, stride, swing, go to right field. Don't change your stride. Stay in the same place. Now what Coach is going to do, watch his backside when he swings. Relax, ready, stride, swing. See, the weight stayed back on this foot into that area. It didn't stay back. He just didn't turn the foot as much. Now take the same swing and hit a ball up the middle. Same swing, take it up the middle. Now watch what happens to his back foot. See it turn over, the heel comes up. Now we're going to take the same thing and hit a ball to left field. Ball's inside, we make an adjustment with the hands, and the heel came up and turned completely over to this, not just upright, it actually turned a little bit to allow the weight shift on the front foot to shift from inside to middle to outside. So let's see if you can do that. We're going to hit a pitch, we're going to hit five pitches to right field this time. Five pitches in a row. Relax. Stride, relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay, now McDonald, when you take your stride, that's it. You don't start to swing and then take another step. That sets you, and then you're going to go to that stride spot with your weight. Actually, when you're hitting in actuality, the stride is like stride swing. It's like that. It's different. If you're working on a batting tee, for instance, you stride and then you hit. Stride, then you hit. But what I'm trying to establish is get your stride in the same spot all the time. Stride in the same place all the time. And stride softly. Ready? Relax. Ready? Stride. Swing. You're still taking an extra step. Don't take the extra step. All right, relax. Ready? Stride. Swing. Okay, now we're going to hit a ball up the middle. So now I want to turn, I want to make sure I get my hips open a little bit more and go up the middle, as Coach Prieto did there. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay, Now the right hip wants to go right where you hit the ball. The right hip goes exactly where you hit the ball. All right, again, relax, ready, stride, swing. Atta boy, that was better. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing. All right, again. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay, now we're going to pull a ball. What happens when I pull a ball? Stride in the same place. I got to really get those hands around out in front here and hit the ball further out in front of me and then shift over and come on around. Jeff, would you demonstrate this? Is he digging a hole there? Did you want to change it? He's gonna pull one. All you're doing is doing something what we call telescoping with the arms or adjusting with the arms to get a little bit closer in there, get the knob in there, and come through. And you're adjusting with the hips and the hands to get the adjustment. Don't pull your hands in. You just shorten up take the knob right to the ball and go after the pitch. All right, go ahead. It's weight transfer is what you're doing. Weight transfer and hand adjustment. All right, ready? Now we're going to hit an inside pitch and we're going to pull it. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Got to be completely balanced. If I'm falling, if I swing, it tells me something. What's the information it's telling me? I'm off balance when I'm striding. It's awful hard to hit a ball with any kind of consistency or pop if you're off balance. All right, again, relax, ready, stride, swing, all the way through. Again, relax, ready. I'm still kind of relaxed, huh? Hands are nice and soft. Stride, swing. Okay. One more time. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay. Now I want you to do one. Put the bat down for just a second. Now we're going to control the right hip. Take your thumb, put it in your belt buckle, right? Not your belt buckle, but your belt loop over here. Thumb here. Now I just want you to point your, just like you're shooting somebody. Okay? Now what I want to do here is I want to stride just like I got my left hand up here. It's nice and okay, relaxed. Ready. Stride. Now I want you to take this finger and point it to right field and right there. And with your bat right there. That's it. That's what you do if you're hitting the right field. All right, again, we're up here, stride, hip goes right to the target. That's where I hit the ball, the right field. Now, what happens to a lot of guys, they swing the same way with the hips all the time. The hips come around here, and then they're trying to hit a ball to right field. If you do, it's a flare. It's not a bullet. This way, if you hit a ball to right field, you can put some pop on it because all your weight's going into that thing. Now, let's take the same pitch, stride, and hit it up the middle. Relax, ready, stride, up the middle. Where'd the finger point? Right smack up the middle. That's where you want it. That's the hip action that you need going into the ball. That's right. All right, now we're going to go up the middle one more time. Relax, ready, stride, swing, right up the middle. Okay, this time we're going to pull it. It's a little more difficult because we got to really shift that hip over there and change some weight. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing. Got to really rotate. That's good back there, left-hander. All the way around. You got to come all the way around. All right, again. Relax, ready, stride, swing. All the way around. Now let's put the bat in the hand and visualize, close your eyes this time when you're swinging, and visualize taking your hip to right field with an outside pitch. You're going to relax. I'll walk you through it. Relax, eyes closed. Relaxed, ready, swing. I left out stride, didn't I? Okay, it really fouled you up. All right, let's go again. Ready, relax, ready, stride, swing. And you feel your hip going that way? Put all the feel you got in that hip and take it to the direction. Now we're going to go up the middle with it. Eyes closed, relax, ready, stride, swing, hip up the middle. Good. Again, one more time, eyes closed. Now this time we're going to go up the middle one more time. Relax, ready, stride, swing, up the middle. Okay, this time we're going to take that hip to the left field area. We're going to pull it. Right field for you, left-hander. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Feel the hip. Sometimes you close your eyes, you can really get the feel of your body doing something. Close that hip and pop it in through there. One more time. Relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay, I want to go through a couple other terms, and you've already been doing them. Let's take the ball. Now we're going to hit a ball a little bit lower. There's two terms we're going to use on here. I'm going to hit a low pitch. How many of you think when to hit a low pitch, I got to go down with my body to get it? Good. You've been taught right. What do you go down with? The bat, your hands. Your hands go down. It's just like when you go pull a ball here, you don't have the privilege of doing this, or you don't have the privilege of doing that to hit a ball to right field. You have to adjust with your hands. You do the same thing with a low pitch. So you keep the base, which is this area right here, in the same plane all the time. It doesn't go up and down. If it's a high pitch, you keep it the same. You go up with the hands and hit the high pitch. If it's a low pitch, you go down and hit it. What I want you to do is make sure you just concentrate on the level of your hips, and I want you to go down and hit a low pitch. It's down the middle, so it's down the middle of the plate, and it's low, so you're going to go up the middle, and your hip's going to go straight. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing, low pitch. All right, good. All of them stay up. Pretty good. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing, low pitch. All right, good. Pretty good, guys. Now let's go upstairs with one. One right here. Maybe a little bit high and you'd like to hit, but boy, you see a hanging curveball there, you say, I'm going to jump on it. Make sure you don't raise up to hit it. Get your hands up over it to hit it. Hands are up here. Boom! Take those hands in there. Still keep your hips. We're going to drive the hips right up the middle. Okay? Relax. Ready. Stride. Swing. High pitch. Okay, now this time let's kind of get the bat on top of the ball. Really drive it down here. Phew! This way. All right, relax, stride, swing. Okay, now let's get one other thing. Let's see how short we can get to the ball with our bat. How short we can make that arc to the ball. Getting to the, let's say the ball's right here, outside pitch. We don't want to make a big, long looping job of that. We want to make it real short into the ball. That way I can wait longer to see the ball in on me. So we're going to right field this time. We're going to wait a long time and get those hands loaded back in there when we say stride, hands back. I'm going to say hands back instead of stride this time. Hands back and swing. Hands back, wait, and then get to that ball real quickly. All right, ready? We're saying short to the ball on this one. All right, relax. Ready? Hands back, swing. Make sure you have one stride and stay there. All right, again, relax. Ready, hands back, swing. Okay. Now there's one other thing that your eyes want to really be familiar with. It's what we call reading the ball. That's the biggest thing of all the things you do is reading the ball. Find out, be one of those guys that just has your eyes pinned on the ball, because you actually can learn how to see the ball coming off the hand. You can learn to do that if you concentrate. But it takes total concentration for 4/10 of a second. How long is 4/10 of a second? About like that. That's all the time you have to hit, but you can make that a long time. See, trouble is sometimes when I hit it was like that. It went quicker than that. You can make it longer by really observing and reading the pitch. So let's read the pitch and get into the plane of the ball quickly. So if I'm reading the pitch and the ball's coming down here, McDonald, you want to keep the hands back, keep the hands back, keep the hands back. And when your bat head goes, it wants to get in the plane of the ball and stay in the plane of the ball. Get into that plane quickly. Stay in the plane as long as you can and be as long as you can after you hit the ball. That's where you get the pop. So it's short getting to it and long getting after it. So you really finish. Stay in here. It's real short getting to it. And then stay on that thing. Make sure your hips follow, your hands follow, you get extended in there. So we're going to get into the plane of the ball and stay long after we hit it. Not long to get to it, short to get to it, long after you hit it. All right, ready? Relax. Ready? Stride. Short to the ball and swing. Long after. Let's see how far we can take that bat after we hit the ball. Let's see how far we can get it out in front of us and let the hips follow it. Just like that. See how long you can be after. It's not long getting to it now. We're waiting a long time getting to it quickly, and we're making that swing long. Ready, relax, ready, stride, swing. Stay on the ball a long time. Atta baby, stay with it. Get extension out there with the hands. Real good extension. All right, relax, ready, stride, swing. Okay, this next drill is with a stick. It's a 3/4 inch dowel, and we just started doing this because we learned something from working with pitchers about sound. And it's amazing what happens with this stick, and we'll show you what takes place here. I'm gonna have a couple guys give you an example of what's going on with it. Here, take this stick, one of you, and I want you to swing it, and I want you to make, we've been working on the dry run or hitting the ball to right field. So I want you to swing this stick and make the sound as though you're hitting the right field. Make the sound out to your right. Okay, where was the sound? Okay, now do it again, and I want you to, the camera can pick up the hip action of that. Make sure your hips go in the direction the sound goes. Okay, they didn't. The sound was up the middle a little bit, wasn't it? Okay, now this time, try to get the sound to right field. Make the sound out toward the cameraman there. Make the sound out there. You got to make the sound out there. All right. Again, hold, stop right there. This time there was at least 2 inches less. Now he's still overturning this foot when he goes to right field, but this stick helps to correct that. Now I want you to make the sound right there. You got to step in the same place you normally step, but make the sound over here. Okay. Again, if you notice the foot, it didn't turn as much. Now make a sound up the middle. Okay, that was good. And that was exactly where the right hip is corrected by this stick making that sound. I mean, he can associate that with body movement. Now I want you to make the sound out in here as though you're pulling the ball. And again, watch the right hip and see the turn on it. It's almost automatic, and it does a lot of corrective things. Do it one more time. Make the sound where you're pulling. Okay, good. Now, where did you make the sound? Okay, what would the pitch? It would be a low pitch, and you'd hit the low pitch in that direction. Okay, now I want you to do the same thing. This time, I want you to make a sound out in front, right out in here, as though you hit the ball right up the middle, and it's about waist high. Okay. Now, where'd the sound go then? Where'd you pick the sound up? Yeah, a little higher in the waist, wasn't it? So you can feel that. Now I want you to bring the sound down to that level. Okay, the sound was about where? We're right together. Okay, I want you to bring the sound over here a little bit. Okay, it was about right here then, wasn't it? And your hips turn. Now make the sound over here. Okay, now do that without changing your stride. You're changing your stride over here. Your hips change, that's good. Right here, make the sound. Okay, sound was over there a little bit, wasn't it? Make it over here. okay? You start to see a difference. I'll make the sound out here. The hip should change because he's swinging. Didn't quite get you. Still turning your foot over a little bit too much. Make the sound. Really give me a good sound, positive noise right out in here with that stick. Okay. Now I'll show you the difference. When he makes the noise over here, look at his back foot, how much it turns. Make the noise over here. See, it turns all the way over. So it really helps all those things we're working on in the dry run over there is really helped by this, because you get body feel on it. Now, it's not the be-all and end-all of everything, but it sure heck gives you a little bit of feel of what you're doing. And that's what you're trying to do when you're in that batting cage hitting balls. Like you're going to right field, say to yourself, make the sound of right field with that bat. If Jeff is hitting a ball up the middle, Coach Prieto is going to hit a ball up the middle, he should hit the middle of the bag. So he puts his body in a position. Bag's going to stay where it is. You just put your body in a position as though you're going to hit a ball up the middle. So he's there. Now he's going to hit a ball to right field. He would move his weight up a little bit and hit that. Instead of having to move this all around like you do a batting tee, you just move your body to it and say, okay, I'm hitting to right field. And then he's going to come over here and pull one, get that bag out and pull a ball. So he's got to hit the outside part of the bag. And the object of this drill is to get 90 swings a day in on a bag. And let's say the pitch is down the middle, so we're going to hit a pitch down the middle. That's one, and we'll take 10 swings down there. 10 swings hitting right down the middle, right down the middle, right down the middle. And then we're going to take 10 swings over here on this side hitting to right field. Okay, we're going to hit 10 swings there, same place. 10 swings, then we're going to pull 10. All right, we got 30 pitches already there. Okay. Now we're going to get a little bit higher up here, a little bit higher up here, a little bit not too much higher, and then we're going to hit some low pitches. When you hit middle pitches, it could be a little bit lower, but we're going to hit 10 high ones, 10 high ones, and 10 high ones. Then we're going to hit 10 low ones, 10 low ones, and 10 low ones. That's 90 swings. That is going to help your bat speed. It's going to help you the strength and all this stuff. So now would you guys just come in? I want somebody to come in and jump on that thing. And we're going to go down the middle. So you're going to hit the ball right position. You'd be pulling the ball now. Get up a little closer. No. Closer.
Remember, so your stride foot is even when it lands, even with the stride foot.
So get to where when your stride foot lands.
Your stride foot needs to be, even in there. Now you're going to hit right in the middle of this bag, right in the middle of it. Nice firm swing. Okay, this also tells you, I want you to hit and stop when this hit, right here. See, and he corrected right there. If your hands get in a fouled up position, boy, this thing will buckle them back. You know, you get so that you're like this. Because if you had a hammer, you'd get that hammer and hit it this way. You'd hit it that way and make sure your hands are located so that you got some pop in there. They're not twisted under or too much over. If you hit that and you're turning your wrist too quickly, you're going to have a heck of a vibration in there. So it makes you get the right grip on your hands. Okay. Right down the middle, down the middle. Take about three more swings quickly. Okay, now adjust and pull a ball. Pull a ball. Okay, now you didn't pull it. You hit it up the middle. So you got to adjust your body back here a little bit. Same stance, just move up and back. Now, so you can get on the outside. See, if I were hitting this thing, I'd want to get myself situated so I had outside the bag. So I've got to get away from the bag more. If I'm going to hit a ball up the middle, I get a little closer. If I'm going to hit a ball at right field, the ball's going to get in on me, and I'm going to hit the inside half of it. Okay? Get away and hit the outside half of the bag. Outside half the bag. Okay, now I want you to hit it over here where this Everlast is. All right, now I'm seeing you adjust. That's the right adjust. Yeah, there you go. Now hit it, fix a hand so that a bat doesn't pop back off. Oh, you're driving that bat into that bag. Good. Again. Stay back. Okay, move up a little closer. No, up closer to the bag, not closer this way, but stay in the same stance you had, move up this way. There you go, now hit there. That's what you do to hit a ball in the middle. Does that feel a little better? See, what you were doing before is you're back here trying to hit a ball up the middle, and the only way you're doing it would be to lunge with your body to try to get it up the middle instead of let the ball travel in here and go up the middle with it. Well, you got to move up. You got to move up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Yeah. Now hit a ball to right field. You can't hit. You got to move way up, way up, and you're going to hit the ball right here, but you're going to hit it with authority. Up, 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 up. Yeah, now hit it. See what you're driving at? So many people stay in the same, hit the ball the same way no matter where it's pitched, they hit it in the same place. You got to let a ball travel if it's going to hit it to right field, and you got to hit a ball early if you're going to hit it to left field. Okay? You can work on this the same as we worked on the bag. You know, you make an adjustment. If you want to hit a ball that's to right field, where would you stand? I mean, to left field, you're a left-handed hitter. You're going to hit an opposite field, you move up on it that way. If you're going to hit a ball down the middle, you'd move back a little bit, get it so you can get the bat right in the middle of the ball. And if you wanted to pull one, you'd have to get back a little bit further, wouldn't you? Pull it. Or you can move this, either way. You can move this or you can move your body. So right now, the key to this thing is putting the ball on the tee and making sure we did somewhat like we did in dry run, is to stride and then hit. And it's a quick stride hit, stride hit, stride hit, stride hit, but you're striding first. Go ahead and take a swing and hit it off that tee. Attaboy. All right, now, is he striding and swinging at the same time, or is he striding and then swinging? Go ahead. No, it was good. That's good. And that's a good swing. Okay. Excellent. He's striding and he's hitting. That's very good job, and that's exactly what you want. Now, can you do a demonstration incorrectly for me? Stride and hit at the same time. He did it right. He did it right, which is good. You don't have to do it incorrectly. But a lot of guys practice this thing as striding striding and swinging at the same time, and it really fouls up your swing. It's not realistic, because in a game, you don't know where the ball is yet. It's cut loose. I've got to commit to it. Oh, it's outside. I got to commit. It's inside. I got to really race to get to it. That's why you set it up here. Now I want you to set the thing up, and I want you to hit it over in this part of the cage here. So you're going to have to move up on it, or move this, either way, and go to left field with the ball. Good. Now this time I want you to hit the ball. And as we worked in there, I want you to really stay on the ball as long as you can. Be real long through the ball. Okay, quick to get to it and long after it. Okay, now try to take the bat right through that ball. Take it right through it. That's better. That's better. Okay, next man jump in here. All right, I want you to set this thing up so you're pulling the ball. No, you're not getting on the outside half of it. I want to hit this side of it right here. So just put your bat out there. Put your bat out there. Okay, now come over here and fix it. Fix it, fix it. All right, now you can hit it. You don't have to change your stance. Stay, whatever stance you use to hit a ball, stay with that. Okay, now you can move up a little bit. Okay, now hit it. Good, excellent. Good. All right, now again, pay attention with his feet. Make sure he's striding first, which I think he is. Stride, hit, good. That's good timing. These guys are pretty good off this. Yeah, all right. Okay, now here's a chance to work on one of the things you want to work on. Relax, put the relaxation in this drill. I'm going to relax first, so put the ball in there, would you? Put a ball in there, and before I get ready to swing, I'm going to put in my mind, relax, ready, and then hit the ball. Relax, relax, ready, now stride and hit. Better. And that's one thing. See, you can work on that every time you swing a bat in the tee. Is relax. Relax. Ready? Now the other thing, if you have a tendency to get a little bit tight with your hands when you get to this relax, you relax here, and ready, work your fingers on the bat. That tells me you're relaxed. And then you'll naturally get the grip on it. Okay, we're gonna relax. Ready, still work your fingers, and now go ahead and do the swing. That's better. That's better. One more time. Now we're gonna relax. Ready, work your fingers on the bat. And swing. Good. That's good. That's good. That'll help him to work the fingers, because that tells me I'm continuing to relax a little bit. And you guys do that, and then you, yeah. One more time. Relax. Ready. Swing. Okay. We're doing a two-hand ball toss. The reason we're doing a two-hand ball toss is to get the timing in so that you stride and then you hit. And so he, Coach Prieto brings one hand back, you stride. Now you hit. Now he'll time that so it's, right now you're going actually really slow. There you go. And that's the timing to hit. You've never been hit there? It worries me. That's the purpose of the two ball is so you're striding. Now don't stride twice. When he comes back, you stride one time. And it's a soft stride. Soft stride, then hit. Okay, again, establish your stride. That's it. See how much better you can control yourself? And that's just like you're doing over there. That's it, good. Stride, good. We pointed out that you can do this if you're off to the side without a screen, but it's better with a screen no matter where you are. And so here we're doing the same drill, but we're putting a screen to give him a little bit of protection in case somebody does hit a ball a little bit awry. Good. Now what I want you to do that one more time, Jeff. Now watch what you can do with a two-ball drill. If somebody's striding too early, he can do this. Now he's good. He recognized and got his stride. Yeah. You want to make sure that stride is soft. When you're doing this, now it was a hard stride. Soften your stride up on this. Soft, hit. When you go to a soft stride, you have much better bat control on the backside. Much better. Soft, and hit. I'm gonna make some rules up for you guys with a pepper. Never in your whole life play pepper with more than four people. That's what our rule is. You can play with four people, you can play with three people, you can play with two. Two's almost better because what's happening if two guys are playing pepper? You're hitting your fielding. So I got every play. Now you come up and want to play with us, that's fine. I can hit one to you and I can start to learn bat control because I can hit one over here and one over there. Now you come along and you say, I want to play two. You say, okay, you spread out a little bit. And then we get, you know, really good bat control. And there's two things you want to get from pepper. What are they?
Hand-eye coordination.
Okay, hand-eye coordination. But from hitting, you want to be able to make contact. So I want to make contact. I want to be able to make really good contact with the ball. So that's what I'm working with pepper. And defensively, what benefit am I getting out of pepper?
You get the ball.
Oh, man. You can really work on your defensive skills. My hands getting out in front, feeling the ball, short hops, and all those kind of things. Now the object here is that you're gonna toss the ball to him and we're gonna have an extra ball in your pocket. Now here are the rules. You get to hit as long as you can stay up there and these guys miss the ball, you're going to 20. Ground ball is 1, fly ball is 5. Ball hit over their head is 10. Ball hit too hard is 10. You add up any number that comes to 20, you're done, you go up to hit, you move up here. You miss a ball, you go to the end, you move up. You miss a ball, you go to the end, you move up your next hitter. So I might be hitting there and hitting, fielding here and hitting there, so we got rules. Now we're gonna have one guy that's gonna be the king today, that's gonna be you. You make all the decisions. Was it hit too hard, was it a fly ball, was it count, what it was when it gets to be 20? That's it, you hit and we rotate. Now you're trying to hit a ground ball, one hopper to each guy. All right, make contact. Okay, And we're going to let you cheat a little bit. Just any way you can hit the ball, go ahead. Okay, stop just a second. Make sure you have all these objects that might get you hurt out of the way. Now go ahead. Okay, now I'm going to do one other thing with this drill to perk it up. I noticed when you're waiting for the ball, you're waiting for it like this. How would I wait for the ball and really, yeah, if I'm waiting for a ball, I'm waiting for it in a good ready position, just like I would be hitting. So I'm relaxed. As soon as he starts to throw the ball, I'm ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your hands out, call the ball. Okay, for just the sake of the drill, we'll say he's at 18 right now. He's at 18. 19, oh, the ball was missed, so who goes to the end of the line?
Him.
All right, you go to the end line, he moves up, you start over, you get 20 again. Okay, now for the sake of the drill, he's already hit his 20, and you're gonna go up and trade off. Now make one adjustment here. With it, at first when you hit Pepper, come on, you're over there, and you're moving up here. You're next in line to hit. Now, when you hit Pepper, I would let guys hit it any way they can make contact at first, but eventually what we want you to do is get close to your regular swing and make a just subtle adjustment so you don't hit it too hard. All right, go ahead. Attaboy. Just like that. That's a pretty good swing for Pepper. That's good. Not too hard, but just about right. Good. That's good. Now that would be, I didn't make another rule here. That'd be five. If he misses the ball, it's five. So let's say he's at eight right now. That's nine. Well, what you do is you put the pressure on guys, not only field, but also bat. Good. Was that five? So that's about 15 right now. Oh, and you go to the end of the line, you go over here to the next hitter, and you get to hit again. See, that's the beauty of this thing. Now, you got to do that without hitting the ball too hard, and that wasn't too hard, that should have been fielded. So you come down the end again, and we just work our way on up, and now you get ready. Go ahead. Good. Now, a couple other things, and then we'll stop. You want to eventually get, so he hits the ball pretty well for Pepper. He's got pretty good bat control. I like the way he swings that thing here for Pepper. Now, the other thing I'd want to do here is really, this is an opportunity for a catcher, an outfielder, an infielder to say, you can't get the ball past me. Where's the best place to put your glove not to get the ball past you? Out in front of your eyes, huh? So you're seeing the ball go right in there, and you pretty soon you get pretty nifty at this thing. You say, you can't hit a ball by me, and you start challenging each other. Now, the other beauty of this drill here is, I said three, two can play it too. Let's say, for example, we're going to take you out of it. Now we got one on three. I mean, one on two. Three guys playing Pepper. That's perfect. You can do that. Or you can come up here with Pepper. Go ahead and do a couple of those. Or you can come up with this, and we just have one on one. Now that, if you got good bat control and you got a good fielder, this is really good practice because everybody gets to field and everybody gets to hit for long periods of time. Now what I would do if I was a player, I'd try to pick someone with the same ability level I have and we could work on this and become pretty good at it. Okay. Did you hit? Jump in there and hit. Now I'm gonna have you do a bunting off this thing. We're going to do bunt Pepper now with three guys. You're going to bunt the ball. Good. Good. Now, again, you can work whatever the coach wants you to do. These guys are pretty good at doing this. This is an excellent way to bunt. You can slide over this way a little bit so you get the corners. Now, I want you to bunt the ball down to that first base side there. Third base, good. Good. So there's a lot of ways you can do this. What we're doing here is what we call a target hitting drill. And you can do this, on the field. You can set up markers or on the field or just put two orange cones out there and hit between those. But here what we're gonna do is hit the different parts of the cage. I want you, number three, I want you to hit the ball in that net on the right-hand side over there. So you're going to wait and hit the inside half of the ball. Wait on it, hit the inside half. Wait. And wait a little longer. I want you to hit the ball. For instance, I want you to hit it right here. You got good enough bat control, you hit the ball right here. Hit it real late. You got to really wait on it. Yeah. Okay, now what are you doing now? You can make an adjustment, wait a little longer. Wait a little longer, come to the right side, yeah. Okay, stay down, keep your base solid. Wait a little longer, wait a little longer. Attaboy. Now what you're trying to do, what he's trying to do to get the right field is he's trying to reach the right field this way instead of letting the ball come in and hitting it here. Take one more swing there, number three. And this time, instead of trying to reach out and hit the ball right field this way, let the ball come in and take a nap. Just see the inside half of the ball? I want to hit the inside half of it. So if I hit the inside half, I've got to wait till it travels. Then you hit this side here of it. Yeah. Yeah. And into that cage. And the thing of it is, you can hit the target area. It could be the right side, it could be the left side, or it could be up the middle, whatever you really want to work on. And early in the season, or for most of the season, matter of fact, I'd be working to go to right field because most people get out in front of the ball too quickly. That's better. Now stay balanced. Stay balanced. Stay balanced. Okay. Okay, now we're going to go up the middle. Up the middle. Now you pull that one. Up the middle. See, you can control what you're doing by the area you hit, and I want you to hit next. Okay. Jump on in there. I want you to hit the ball up the middle this time. We're going to have another hitter, and that's good, thank you. And we're going to have you hit now this time I want you to hit the back half of the ball right here, and hit it right up the middle. So I've got to wait to get the timing to do that. Hit the back half. See if you see the ball coming at you and you hit this half, it'll go up the middle. If you wait. Now, when I hit the right field, I want to hit that half the ball. When I pull the ball, I want to hit that half, just like you're hitting on that bag. Back half is there. You know what that makes you do? What it makes your eyes do? I got to hit the back half the ball. What are your eyes doing? They're really tuned in on that thing, yeah. Good. Now, to the right side this time. Good. Now up the middle. Well, 3 for 3, atta baby. Good. Okay, now hit it with some authority. You want to really go through the ball, atta baby. One more up the middle. Okay, now we're going to go to right side. Right side, good. One more to the right side. Hit the inside half the ball. Wait on it. Wait on it. Good. Now we're going to pull one. Hit the outside half of it. Outside half. Good. Outside half. We certainly enjoyed doing it. There's just a ton of drills that you could add to that, but I think that you got the idea of how I think we ought to run drills and put them into some sort of sequence and start with a terminology that helps kids. But I really hope you got something out of it. Thanks very much.
Bob Bennett ranks as the 7th most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25. The 1988 team vaulted to number 1 during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team four times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award. Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals, Bennett has published two books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.